ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. I am back, as is Keisha Knight Pulliam with us for segment two. We want to jump into hearing more about Camp Kizzy. It was last week, Keisha. Tell us what it is.
You know, it's a foundation that I started 5 years ago, and it's all about empowerment and self-esteem for youth. I started 5 years ago with girls, and this year, for our fifth year, we actually started a boys program called Project James. And it's a holistic approach to empowerment and self-esteem. I actually wrote the curriculum for both camps. I'm there the whole time. The boys, though, are a little different. I kind of had to enlist some help of amazing men that I knew to run that, because I felt it was important for the boys to have like-kind role modelship. Mm-hmm. It's something about hearing it from someone who looks like you that makes it kind of resound greater with your spirit. So mm-hmm. I really love it. I love all my kids, and, you know, they know that I look forward to it every year. And we do programming throughout the year, but these are two of our signature programs.
How awesome, and what an impact you're making. You know, where did the inspiration come from for those?
Well, I've always, philanthropy and give back and activism are things that have been ingrained in my spirit. Since I was a little girl, you know, with my family, we've always done, you know, we've always paid it forward, whether it was feeding homeless or even within our own family, you know, being generous and helping and giving. So when I was at Spelman, I'm a graduate of Spelman College, I was a Bonner Scholar, which is a community service-based scholarship. Wow. So I did after-school arts programs, I did girls, I was a Girl Scout leader through the Girls Are Great program with Girl Scouts, and I realized that kids were my niche. I was a sociology major with a concentration in film, and I always knew that I wanted to start my own nonprofit. So mm-hmm. 5 years ago, I just said, you know what, there's no better time than now to just do it. So often mm-hmm. we want to help, and we almost get inundated and overwhelmed because we feel like we have to help in this massive way, when we don't realize that, you know, when we just take that first step out there, helping that one person, the universe recognizes that, and it helps you to continue to help in a bigger and bigger way. But mm-hmm. that one person, the ripple effect that you have is so just profound. So that's how I started. I just literally was like, I'm going to do it, and I did. And we started with a day program with about 60 girls. On the campus of Spelman for a three-day program, and now we're up to 5 days overnight. We had 110 girls this past year from around the country who applied to be there. Completely free. Meals, lodging, you know, they get books and book bags and all types of stuff free. And then we had about 20 boys for my Project James program, and that was a day program, very much how I started Camp Kizzy. So it was a mm-hmm. three-day program for them. So that's how it started.
That's amazing. And talk about a ripple effect when you're affecting the lives of young girls and boys. I mean, the small amount of effort you put there is going to change their lives and the lives that they will touch too.
And the transformation that I've seen in my kids now with our 5 year, we just honored, you know, some of our girls who've been there from the beginning, and this being their fifth year. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You just see such growth, and you just see such light in all of these kids, that just the way it expands and just shines even more brightly in the matter of a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just humbled, and I'm so amazed and grateful that, you know, I've been trusted by their parents with mm-hmm. these young lives to help.
That is amazing. For our listeners, tell us how that we can find it if somebody wants to donate to Camp Kizzy or be involved.
Absolutely. And we accept all donations, whether it's $1, $5, or $500,000, with every bit helped. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to start my own nonprofit, is to make sure the people who really need it were receiving it. Mm-hmm. But you can go to Camp, KAMPKIZZY.org, and there's a donate button right there on the site.
Perfect. And it'll all go to these activities with young girls and boys to really change, yes, help them with their lives. Wonderful. And portraying yourself as a mentor and giving them all, that sounds like lots of really great role models to see.
Yeah, and what I know is that if a kid doesn't know it exists, they don't know to dream it. So mm-hmm. really it's about exposure. Like this year was the first year with the girls, we did a field trip, and we took them to the Human and Civil Rights Museum. And it was something that I definitely knew I wanted to do, and I was so happy we were able to fit that in the curriculum. And I thank, you know, the Human and Civil Rights Museum. They donated, you know, several tickets to kind of offset the cost of taking 100-plus people to the museum. So... but it was an experience that they needed, because if you mm-hmm. haven't been there, it's awesome.
I'm going to have to go.
You have to go.
I know.
Coca-Cola was a sponsor also and donated lots of products to us. So Saxby's, and we have so many amazing sponsors that I'm so grateful for all of their donations. And, you know, my desire is to keep this so that when my girls who are in Camp Tuesday now, their daughters will be able to be there as well.
Talk about a legacy. That's amazing. Now, I know for you, it's, you know, being such a great role model for them. One of those things for young girls is how we see ourselves, our self-image and our self-confidence. How do you maintain that? Because I think it's even probably harder you being in the public limelight.
You know, from one of the things I learned at a very young age is that acting is one of the many things I do. It's not the totality of who I am. Mm-hmm. And I feel that because I know that is why it's allowed me to branch out into so many other areas and, you know, just explore all of the very different interests that I have and understand that you can be multifaceted. Just because this is one of the things you do, it doesn't make you one-dimensional. And that's really important, you know, to understand your worth as a woman isn't based in the superficial. It's mm-hmm. the legacy that you leave. It's how you pay it forward, how you give back, and the integrity that you carry with yourself as a woman. You know, integrity is what you do when no one's looking. How do you carry yourself when, you know, there is no one to see? So mm-hmm. for me, I just, it's definitely a journey. It's a moment of, you know, a self-discovery where, you know, we all have to take this journey of recognizing, you know, what are our attributes, what are the things that we can work on? Because if you can't identify, you know, what needs work, how will you begin to work on it?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, a big piece of that has been, you know, meditation and really just turning inward and being able to recognize what's truly, truly important and mm-hmm. being able to prioritize those things that are important, you know, mm-hmm. family, spirituality, friendship, and just the indelible imprint that we leave on the world.
Yes. And when you prioritize those things and those other little things that bother us, you can let them go. Probably
yeah,
more
I mean,
easily.
We're all human. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have those days. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. It's not like, oh, my, yeah, every day. But, you know, they help you to kind of refocus and recenter when sometimes life throws you a curveball, as we all receive.
Yes, absolutely. And that gets back to, you'd earlier talked about making time for yourself to just breathe. You know, is that, you mean you schedule it into your calendar for some breaks, or when you just feel yourself kind of building up on those non-kumbaya days, do you have some tricks to just kind of take a step back?
You know, it's both. You know, sometimes it is, you know, building it in, saying, okay, I know I have a busy couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a little break here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also listening to your body and listening to how you're feeling. And if you're feeling kind of yucky, if you're feeling as though, you know, you've given more than you have brought in to nourish yourself. And when I say that, it's not just from a food standpoint, but mm-hmm. it's the nourishing of your soul and your spirit yeah. and your internal self. You know, just take those moments. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I've been so busy this top of the year that mm-hmm. I know right now is one of those moments for me. These next few days, I just have to kind of shut it down. You know, may have to, you know, let some phone calls go to voicemail
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, take that moment to do whatever it is that makes you happy, whether it's a walk, whether it's a drive, whether it's a little mini vacay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever those things are that feed your spirit. And I know for me, it's time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And prioritizing that. Keisha, this has been awesome. Really quickly, I know you mentioned you have the Candidly Keisha podcast. How can people find
yes.
that?
You can go to play.it/Keisha, and it's spelled K-E-S-H-I-A. And it's a variety. It's just that. It's candidly me. So many people know the characters I've played,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know, you know, the person. Who I am. So
awesome.
It's definitely a hodgepodge. You get a lot of different things. Some about Kim Tizzy, some about the crazy things that girlfriends talk about. That's actually coming up this week.
Awesome. We're gonna check it out. And I'm going to put a link to it on our Twitter and on our site, too. Keisha, thank you so much for joining us. To all of our listeners, again, you can find her at KeishaKnightPulliam.me or follow her on Twitter at PeachesPulliam. And if you want more of the Busy Women's Guide articles, check out the blog on ShareCare at ShareCare.com/BWG. That's all the time we have for this week. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.